Many people in the United States suffered emotional or mental problems after the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001. Terrorism creates fear, and fear often leads to severe stress. Studies suggest that stress can reduce the body's ability to fight disease and can lead to serious health problems. Stress affects everybody, every day. It is your body's reaction to physical, chemical, emotional, or environmental influences. Some stress is unavoidable and may even be good for us. Stress can keep our bodies and minds strong. Some people say it makes them more productive at work and gives them more energy.
Too much stress, however, can be harmful. For example, your body reacts to stressful situations by raising your blood pressure and making your heart work harder. This is especially dangerous if you already have heart disease or high blood pressure.
The tension of stress can interfere with sleep or cause uncontrollable anger or sadness. A person may become more forgetful or find it harder to think clearly. Losing one's sense of humor is another sign of an unhealthy amount of stress.
Chronic stress lasts a long time or happens often. Chronic stress causes the body to produce too much of the hormones cortisol and adrenaline. Cortisol is called the worry hormone. It is produced when we are afraid. Adrenaline is known as the fight or flight hormone. It prepares the body to react physically to a threat. Persons under chronic stress produce too much of these hormones for long periods. Too much cortisol and adrenaline can result in physical problems and even changes that lead to stress-linked illnesses. Evidence shows that extended periods of cortisol in the body weakens bones, damages nerve cells in the brain. It also can weaken the body's defense system against disease. This makes it easier to get viral and bacterial infections.
Studies also have shown that chronic stress reduces the levels of the hormone estrogen in women. This might put some women at greater risk for heart disease or the bone-thinning disease, osteoporosis.
Mental and health experts believe personality is an important part in how we experience stress. Some people, for example, are aggressive and always in a hurry. They often become angry when things do not happen the way they planned. They are called type A personalities. Studies suggest that these people often get stress-related illnesses. The type B personality is a much more calm person. These people are able to deal with all kinds of situations more easily. As a result, they are less affected by stress.
Studies show that men and women deal with stress differently. Women usually have stronger social support systems to help them in times of trouble. However, experts say women are 3 times more likely to develop depression in reaction to the stress in their lives.
Chronic stress is most common among people in the workplace, especially among women. Scientists studying stress in the workplace say many women are under severe stress because of the pressures of work, marriage, and children. Some experts say that pressure can cause a chemical imbalance in the brain that can lead to depression. More than 30 million American women suffer from depression. Experts say exercise is one of the most effective stress reduction measures. Running, walking, or playing sports causes physical changes that make you feel better. Doctors say deep, slow breathing also is helpful. And many medical studies have shown that clearing the mind through quiet meditation helps you become calm. This causes lower blood pressure, reduced muscle tension, and decreased heart rate.
Experts say keeping stress to yourself can make problems worse. They say expressing emotions to friends or family members or writing down your feelings can help reduce stress.